I'm a fucking gay.
Yeah, so we're just gonna.
My fucking dick's wrong.
We'll figure it out. Old, the old way we used to do it.
Just the old style.
The old style of. We were. I have to wear the bathroom. I have to ask where is the bathroom.
Can I go to the bathroom, please?
Is there any way that you could go to the bathroom into my penis? I have a quick question for the doctor.
Excuse me, doctor. My penis, if I hold it open, can you piss?
Good afternoon. You're watching Inside the Iranian Actors. I am James Lipton.
Yeah.
Stan.
Yeah.
Stan.
James Lipton. Stan.
Lipton Shad.
Yeah.
And
James Lipton Aminian.
We are discussing Iran's latest movie about a man who he's upset because something happened with his wife. she has become sexualized one way or another, in some way that violates his deeply conservative, deeply held conservative values. And so we are going to see a scene from The Painted House.
That's good. That's a good name.
What do you...
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
We are here with the man who for did some, all the gay sex stunts for The some, Painted House.
No, I'm an American film critic.
A Jewish man interrupting.
Yeah, I'm a Jewish American film critic. And I think The Painted House is one of the most important films.
So let's go ahead and see.
Okay.
And Mr. Mersham, we have terrible news. This, whatever it is, you must tell me. The rapist, he... did the sperm into your wife's pussy. Oh my god, I can't believe
it. That's fucking bitch.
He's done, she has cheated on me.
Yeah.
The rapist, he's done sperm into your wife's pussy and now her pussy is to make a baby. It is making a baby with the sperm from the rapist. Oh my god. Do I tell the police? Because they will put my wife in jail. And then I will no longer be able to kiss her father on the lips. And I need to kiss him on the lips so I can have a job at his construction company. I'm trying to be a businessman in his construction company, but if he finds out that I allowed his daughter to cheat on me with a rapist, he will no longer kiss me on the lips in the meetings, and I will lose respect of the other businessmen.
Holy shit.
Mr. Mersham, your penis is hard. I was looking at a girl, not you.
Doctor.
Unfortunately, I have to tell the police that you are looking at me and your penis became hard. It is the Iranian hypocritic oath.
Holy fuck. That sounds like a good film.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
That was a scene from The Painted House.
Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. I've never seen an Iranian film, but from what I understand...
Nick got it.
From listening to you two talk about them, it seems like that's what every one of them
they're about
like.
Dilemmas.
That's pretty much every single one of them.
And about society's like backwards values kind of coming down on an individual that's trying to make a decision.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's going to be modern and cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
There are others that aren't like that, but Nick got it pretty much spot on. That's.
Are there ever ones, because Iranian girls are hot, are there ever ones where you see breasts?
Man visits his cousin. This is The Painted House is a follow up to the director's last picture, in which a man from a deeply conservative background visits his cousin who has spent 4 months living in America.
Oh,
and
wow.
He has now. His mustache is now shaved.
What?
And he has, he's wearing a blue shirt. And he uses the bathroom at his cousin's house, and then he has to wipe his ass. And he does.
Mm.
And later he sees that the brand of toilet paper is Charmin, which means very close to semen in Farsi.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
He believes that he has wiped his anus with man's semen. And he does not know whether to tell the police.
Turn himself in for wiping his ass with toilet paper after semen.
Yeah.
And he spends a very... And he beats his wife because he has so much stress. And she is thinking of leaving him to go to America.
Mm.
But then he explains that he has put semen in his ass.
And she starts crying.
And she says that he has to go to the police. And he goes to the police, and he is getting ready to kill himself in the jail cell so his family will get the rubies.
From, right. The prize.
From
the
rubies, his wife's, from his father-in-law, who he has been kissing on the lips.
Right.
And holding hands with.
Oh, so that part is kind of a motif. Kissing your father-in-law on the lips.
And, the police, they say, we have investigated it, and that it's made out of bears and not it's made out of bears and not semen.
I remember
someone showed us this top secret video from Charmin, and it's actually made of bears.
Yeah. We have done it to an investigation that has bankrupted the police department. And now the lead detective has had to go on dates with men.
Whoa.
To save the police department because we could not do a bake sale.
Mm.
And now he has to turn himself into internal affairs for kissing men.
For being gay to support the police.
He got in too deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic cruising situation.
I think that's what Serpico is based off of.
Serpico sucked.
Slurpico.
Yeah.
Serpico doesn't suck.
I didn't like that movie.
I saw it when I was like 12, and I was like,
I saw it twice when I was younger, and then when I was older.
It's called Choosing, and it's like cruising. But the point is that it's a choice to be gay, and these guys are choosing that.
Right,
Sav, you should watch Cruising.
I will.
That you're on an odyssey of film discovery.
Well, I will be recovering from oral surgery tomorrow.
I know, end of an era, big announcement, guys.
So I will be watching finally, as promised, A Long Good Friday during my recovery, and then maybe I'll do a double feature with Cruising.
Are they giving you, you're gonna have mad pills, dude?
I don't know how fucked up my mouth is gonna be, because I feel like they've already done all this stuff. Like, they put a bone graft in, that sucked dick. They fucking put they screwed something into the bone graft, that sucked. Now I feel like they're just going to fucking
pop
a tooth into my mouth.
Glue it.
It's going to be so funny when they finally get that one in and then the tooth next to it falls out. They're like, well, we're going to have to do a bone graft.
That would be awesome. Dude, I would honestly be fucking pumped.
I'm a little bit sad, dude.
I'm very sad.
Well, it's not up to you, dude.
I'm not pissed. Saying it's up to me. I don't know why I did it. Fuck this, dude. I'm fucking stupid. I wish I was going to have no tooth for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you already figured out how to talk. That's the main hurdle.
And now my bite has changed.
Yeah.
So they had to, like, curve the tooth forward for it to fit in my mouth.
Hmm.
Wow. And I couldn't get a gold one. I was going to get a gold one, but they were like, this shape, we can't do it. We can't get a cap on it.
Wow.
So now I have to get a regular tooth like a fucking asshole. But that was it, folks. I'm not going to be toothless the next time you hear me on this podcast. What if I start talking weird now? What if I develop a lisp because
from
I have a
the
tooth?
Fake tooth, the phantom, the or the foreign object in your mouth?
What if I'm like, that's pretty cool, guys?
And then you have to be gay.
I'm gay. This sucks, but I'm gay. It sucks to touch a man's penis.
There is, and he goes, his tooth is missing, and he's looking for it, and he accidentally goes into the wrong bathroom, and everyone thinks he's a woman.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
So he has to call the police.
Right.
To go to jail. For being,
or he could just live as a woman.
And then he decides to live as a woman.
Yes.
Which is the punishment for being gay.
I saw it. I remember it was like a Dateline NBC.
Just kind of cut out the middleman there.
Mm-hmm. Or 2020 or something when I was like young. I was watching it with my dad. And it was like an Iranian guy living in Texas. And he lost his kids because at his daughter's gymnastics, like him and his like brother were kissing each other. And he was like kissing his daughter too much. And then they reported the family to child services. Because like, and he was trying to say, like, in Iranian culture, like, physical affection between people is more common. And then they sent them to, like, live with a foster family. And then you see the kids, like, they had, like, Jesus Saves shirts on and stuff. Yeah, my dad got so upset.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You think they got molested by the Jesus freaks?
I have no idea.
That would be a fuck.
Well, they were saying that he was molesting his daughter because he was, like, holding her too much and kissing her after gymnastics.
Dude, I used to get smooched all over the place. There's a video of my grandma kissing my brother's balls as a baby.
Really?
That's just affection.
My dog licked my penis yesterday, last night before bed. No.
No, you have to let that happen. That doesn't happen by accident.
What do you mean?
There's no way that this just happened organically. Right. You saw it coming and you did nothing.
What do you mean? I didn't let her lick it a second time.
You put a trail of bone broth from her bowl to your
penis.
That's
not true. I didn't know there were no additives.
No chance did your dog, unbeknownst to you, lick your penis. You saw it happening and you allowed it to happen.
I didn't see it
happening. What were you doing? Were you distracted?
No, I was doing a little joke.
Yeah, here we go.
Which was getting your dick sucked by your dog. Yeah,
no.
No. Sexually molested your dog.
No, where...
This is
no, my girlfriend was on her phone, and I did a little joke where when she turned around, I was naked. Mm. And then it just so happened that that my dog licked my penis in the process of doing that joke.
So you were hyper aware that of your penis at the time.
I knew my penis was out, but I didn't know that my dog was going to lick it.
I was on Team Adam at the beginning of this, but now I'm on Team Nick.
No.
You made your dog suck your cock.
No,
as
I was
an investigator,
playing...
I know right away.
After all those years training with the Iranian police force.
I can close these cases in 2 seconds.
No, this is not a case. First of all, the case isn't even open.
You're on trial here, bucko. Mm-hmm. We could go to the police.
My life is not on trial.
This is bestiality.
It's not bestiality. It was one lick and then I kicked the dog out.
That's bestiality.
All right.
Let me see if it's legal.
Yes, I did it on purpose so my dog would lick the head of my penis.
Bestiality punishment.
Mm-hmm. It's too late, folks.
It's too late to not begin.
There's no way that did not happen without your entire consent and possible direction.
Okay, I would like to... What are the punishments?
How about the one about Adam making his dog lick his penis?
I didn't make my dog lick my penis.
It's real.
In Pennsylvania, it's a second-degree misdemeanor, 2 years in jail... And a $5,000 maximum.
I'm not going to jail.
Adam's like, $5,000?
Well, you can lock me up the rest of my life.
The punishment is death, 25 years in jail, and a $25 fine.
$25?
In addition...
Just popping the dog's cock out of his mouth.
$25?
These are usually associated with a cruelty to animals charge, and the court will often require extensive counseling as part of any sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope you're ready for that, Adam.
So what's the big deal? I fucked a dog.
Tony, when you fuck the dog, does it make you feel powerful? Uh-oh. What?
Makes me feel alive.
I can't hear anything. There we go. Oof,
did you ever see...
Died. Right in the middle of, I was getting fired up on that riff.
Did you ever see your mother fuck a dog, Tony? This fucking bullshit again.
Don't you ever fucking bring her up.
For the last time, it was an accident.
Tony.
She was doing a little joke. She didn't mean for the dog to lick a pussy.
Tony, it's a Bichon Frise. I'm just saying, shut the fuck up, Chrissy.
Tone, it's not a big deal. Everybody gets their cock licked by a dog every once in a while.
The dog basically looks like a hooker.
That's right, T. Yeah. Let me see. My Polly's more like Mike.
Ever tell you about the time I fucked 15 dogs? I fucked 101 Dalmatians.
Dogs.
I fucked 101 Dalmatians. That's how I used to have to make a suit.
I would tell you about that, T.
Hey, T, did you hear what I said? I said I fucked 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how are you guys doing? How was your weekend?
Bad. It's like, it was good. But my back hurts and I'm fat as shit.
We're going to get Sob fit pretty soon.
I'm gonna check into Fat Camp.
Yeah, we're getting him a wee fit.
I'm going to lose my weight. I'm going to lose weight wee bowling.
It was so funny that people thought that would be like, I'm going to get in shape wee bowling.
Yeah.
I saw doing the same amount of exercise as I was already doing, taking forks out of the drawer.
But yeah, it's the repeated motion.
You do it at least, you know, 30 times.
And you have to stand up.
Well, you do that. I do that. You know, when you get like a spoon out, you're like, I'm just have one spoonful
totally
of ice cream.
Put it on the kitchen counter.
It's in the sink. Done. And then you're like, all right, well, now you go through all your spoons in a day trying to limit yourself.
Because the spoon touched the sink.
Now,
so
here's what I do.
Freshie.
What I do,
yeah,
I put a piece of the kitchen towel, paper towel, and I take a scoop and I eat a little bit and I put it on the towel, but I go sit back on the couch. And that way, I at least, if I'm going to have a whole pint, I'm going to get up and I'm going to earn it. I'm going to get at least, I would say throughout the course of, 10 hours, I'm going to get at least 73 steps.
That's the ticket. Here's you, Mrs. Robinson. I'm getting into catchphrases.
Wow. Suck me off, Mrs. Robinson.
Well, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
That's a good one.
It is.
Because it's fresh.
I've been trying that out on people. They've been looking at me weird at the bodega. I'll be like, cream cheese, everything bagel with cream cheese? Well, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
The fuck you talking about?
Yeah. They've been having...
Hey, are you having brain damage or something?
You doing brain damage again?
Hey, do you got fucking brain damage?
Papi, you can't.
Hey, papi.
You cannot have stroke in here, papi.
Hey, asshole. You can't have a stroke in here. You cannot come in here and have brain damage.
Stop talking about Dustin Hoffman again.
Don't you know? We know. We've seen the movie. Everybody seen the movie. It's not your catchphrase. You can't just say it. He lacks context. He does not have the context.
He does not have the context of the movie.
Well, I hear what you're saying. And here's you. Get the fuck out of this store. Don't say it again. Mrs. Robinson. I'm calling the police. Yeah, for what? Because there's a gay guy here.
We're not in Iran anymore.
Yeah.
Even though you're clearly a Dominican.
I'm from Iran.
I'm a Dominican from Iran.
I just
okay, papi, this way. Is the way they talk in Iran. It's a different kind of Iran.
I'm from South Iran.
Yeah.
You're thinking of the northern Iranian accent.
You're thinking of the cultureless, flavorless Iran that just makes very boring movies.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys ever seen that picture of Afghanistan in like the 60s? Where the bitches
where it's very
dressed,
modern.
They were dressed like high heels.
Before the Soviet invasion.
Before the fucking Ruskies.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
They had flying cars.
It's like, no, wasn't that...
Naked chicks.
Yeah, dude. They had fucking...
They were giving out pussy
robots.
Left and
they
right.
They had pussy-giving robots.
What the fuck?
I think it's just your headphones. We can still hear you.
There's another set of headphones, no?
I'm sitting on them.
No, it's the thing got unscrewed.
Mm. Oh.
The little adapter.
Those Afghani bitches were looking right in the 60s.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Yeah, don't ring this guy up.
Hey, get out of my store.
Hey, get the fuck out of this store. Hey, how about do?
Oh, that's
wait,
a good
hold on. You
phrase.
Have a cat? You can't say you have a dabba do. I could say whatever I want.
Hey, whatever the fuck
now
I
you,
want.
Now you know how annoying it is. Yabba dabba do. But it's that Fred Flintstone says that. Yeah, well, you stole it from Joe DiMaggio.
Mm-hmm.
He would always point, and he would say, "Here's to you, Mrs.
Robinson." And he would hit it out of the box.
That's what the whole song is about. They say, "Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson," the famous Joe DiMaggio catchphrase
song that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
and perform with when his band.
When he retired from baseball because he got Joe DiMaggio disease. He's famous. He said, today, I'll see you later.
That's a different
And answer. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
I watched a movie starring Art Garfunkel.
Forget it, Marge. It's Chinatown.
And then he hits a dinger.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry, Adam. You had something to say about that, what Nick just said?
No, it's just reminded me of Simon and Garfunkel. I watched
Really? It sounded like you were going to tell him he's thinking of a different ball player.
As oh, no, 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 no. I did not say that.
As if you
that.
Weren't paying attention to
no,
the
No, I was
bit,
paying attention to the bit.
Which he was clearly
I know
doing.
What he was doing. I know what he was doing. Listen. I've been in this interrupting Nick game long enough.
Hold on. Let me rewind.
Nick's disgusting.
That's actually a different... That you're thinking of the wrong guy.
No, you're doing your voice when you get your new teeth.
You're thinking of the wrong guy. It's me, Adam Freeland. This is me, Adam Freeland.
That's my West Coast accent. You know that.
I'm back in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
And I can't wait to show the British.
You know I only talk about that, talk like that when I'm back.
I've been, I thought I was in Iran. And not New York.
New York City.
New York City, the city that always
wasteland.
Fucks.
Dude, people's perception of what New York is like so right funny. Now. Like, my cousin, he's like, I heard it's like the 80s there.
It's like, what are you talking about? It's exactly the fucking same, except now your restaurant is outdoors.
Yeah. No, I was in Manhattan last week, and there were a lot of hobos.
Mm-hmm. But some bitch tweeted, she's like, I'm sorry, but girls are leaving New York because the things that we loved about this place, the museums, the stunning dinners or whatever.
She
it's
said
like,
stunning dinners.
Stunning dinners.
That's great.
It's like, who the fuck is going to museums? It's nice knowing that I could go to the museum.
I go to a museum twice a year, man.
Mm-hmm. If that.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice to be able to say, you know what I should do is go to the zoo or the
right,
museum.
Right, right.
And then you don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
although
they,
to be fair, that is taken from you. Being
it is
able to
taken.
Say that. Being able to say, you know what I should do.
Yeah.
So now you have to buy, you know, Criterion movies to make your own museum.
In fact, this is more in New York now than ever because you can tell people to fucking leave.
True.
And that feels
that
good.
That feels mm-hmm. New York. I do feel like
I'm telling people they don't belong here.
Get out, you fucking loser.
That's what makes any place a place.
Yeah.
Is telling people to fuck off.
Yes. 100%.
It's not stunning dinners and being able to go see an illustration of an Inuit.
Yeah. Sorry you can't watch fucking Broadway plays. Snooze.
I remember I was at some museum. I think it was in D.C. I can't remember where it was, but they had like mannequins of mm-hmm. like natives or something. And there was like one guy like crouching and they just gave him like easy 7.5 flaccid.
Like, they gave him a lump?
They just gave him... Well, he had no clothes on.
Oh, no. Just,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Just naked. Raw. Just
yeah.
raw.
And his cock is just humongous.
Just hang down to the ground.
That's also, pretty cool. That's
I awesome. Remember being like fucking 10 and being like, nice.
Reparations.
Yeah.
It's like, look.
We took
sorry
your
about the Trail of Tears, but your mannequins are going
to
be fucking
And they had to
hung,
close the museum because some uh-huh. Iranian guy came by and started sucking them. Sucking
to break
the
suck. Yeah. He had those like glass cutters that they like, from heist movies.
Right. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to be like Sean Connery in the movie Entrapment, who I think is an art thief. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember.
He has to get around lasers.
Yeah. Yes, breaking Whoa. Into the museum so I could suck on that
Look
penis.
Look at that penis, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
He's just got like a poster tube that he like pulls out of a safe and he like pulls the cock out of it. I'm like, what is this? He's like, I stole it from the museum.
Okay.
It's the biggest penis I've ever seen in a museum.
Oh, is it made out of rubies or something?
This should be worth millions.
Oh, he thinks it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's not just gay, he's also stupid.
Nobody even notices it's missing. Yeah, it looks like there's teeth marks all around the asshole and legs.
He's just trying to sell a paper mache cock on the black market.
Just living in a castle on the river. If you're an art thief, You might want to check out sports betting.
So true.
At mybookie.com.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mybookie.com returns to Cumtown.
We're so happy to have just in time. Just,
and guess who did not send us updated copy for this year?
So let's just read the old one.
Let's just
well,
say
I'm sure nothing's changed.
It's a new season. Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders.
Yep. We are excited about that.
Beckham is in Cleveland.
Yes.
The one thing that hasn't changed, where I'm putting my money down on all the games. My bookie is the place to bet on football every weekend.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
They've got better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Period.
Period. Point blank.
Period.
Period. And that's on period.
The fag.
And that's on that.
And this that's year, on period.
They're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. Uh-huh. And I guess that was probably last year.
So the second.
So and great news, folks. The handicapping super contest may or may not have returned.
It's either back or there's some other promotional contest.
Or there's
contest
some other
doing.
Thing that they did not email us about.
Yeah. Well, this is good enough, I think.
First place is guaranteed to win at least 100,000. Maybe I'll just go to mybookie.com.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, let's just refresh everyone's memories, Nick.
Yeah, what's
what
on the website?
Last year?
Wait, what's the... It's .com.
No, it's .ag.
.ag.
Yeah, sorry that's about right, that. Mybookie.ag.
Which bet on anything, anywhere, anytime.
For, double your first deposit.
100%.
Sports welcome bonus, 150% casino
you can bet
bonus.
With Bitcoin.
Up to 750.
Bet with Bitcoin. There's table games, live casinos, slots games, live odds on NBA, NCAA, NHL, Madden. So I guess they got esports betting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very cool. The website looks great. I still don't know what .ag mm-hmm. is. I think that's
a
the
very
island.
Legal ass.
Yeah. It stands for .ending. Attorney General.
Yes, that's
the Department of Justice actually runs this website for some reason. Yeah. And so put all your illegal information into the mm-hmm. website. That is definitely not a sting operation.
No, it's not.
Dot all good.
Anyways, about us. Let's go ahead and just read the about us.
Sure. As a MyBookie player, you
online
can.
Gaming pioneers created MyBookie in 2014, vowing to improve services where so many other brands failed.
Wow.
Their top priorities have been the easiest deposits, the fastest payouts, and absolute mm-hmm. best customer service. And since launching, MyBookie has delivered on its promise of excellent service as well as easy, fast deposits and payouts. That's not to mention providing an always expanding selection of sports odds for players at our level, at all levels. So
all
either
levels.
You're a professional gambler or you're a mentally deficient retard.
And no matter what, MyBookie.ag's got your back.
A drooling, enfeebled fucking... You know, you can do nothing except get your dick hard and shit your pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're being
and
pushed
depending
around.
Depending on how much chocolate milk you've had that day, maybe not even get your dick hard.
You're being
hard.
Pushed around by your mommy, and she dresses you in camo so people hope, maybe people will think you were fucked up in the war.
Right.
Right. Semper Fi,
she
brother.
She cut off one of your thumbs to make it look like it was mm-hmm. an IED explosion.
Yeah. He's not retarded, he's a hero.
The Mujahideen did this to him.
And your mom spending your disability money at mybookie.com, doubling.
.ag.
Mybookie.ag, doubling. Mm-hmm. Here's some of the core talking points. I would only recommend this service to my listeners. It's been good to me.
That's true.
That's why MyBookie is always the right play. You bet, you win, uh-huh. they pay. My bookie has live in-game betting on every NFL game. We've got the most rewarding player perks in the business.
I can't wait till the copy is just so different than this.
Yeah, and for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game.
You hear that?
I'm a fantasy guy.
So I don't know if this still works, but up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. They double
There's
your first deposit.
Probably some kind of something.
There's a promo for sure. Promo code is Cumtown. Use that to activate the offer.
The point is use that promo
code. Use that promo code, which may or may not be accurate. They might
be. We're pretty sure that
if that doesn't work, try come with a space town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Try town.
We do have a contract.
Though. Try podcast.
Let me see if this is listed.
Try Nick Mullen podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Roy. There's my guy. There's my guy, Roy. See what Roy says.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you. We love betting on sportsbookie.ag or whatever.
Yeah, mybookie.ag. A-G.
And I am about to start gambling.
Here we go. Here's a PDF version of our advertising contract with them. Mm-hmm. Publisher will provide.
We could probably just read that.
Yeah, just read the contract.
By signing below, you agree to the terms and conditions of the internet advertising for media buys. Click here to view the IAB terms.
Yeah, let's just get those terms
out
there.
There's my name in there. Under the special notes section, it doesn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
The talent will endorse the agency's clients.
I think we've done that.
We love that.
If there's one thing I love about mybookie.com, .ag, it's how easy to endorse them on social media platforms.
Yeah.
The simplicity of not only saying the name of the website, but remembering it, not fucking it up every time.
Well, that's one of my favorite aspects.
Oh, here we go.
Well.
Social media agreement. The publisher will provide video images script 14 days prior to the air date.
Interesting.
They've got a bunch of flags on their website.
Yeah, I don't see it, but the promo code was Cumtown.
It's almost certainly Cumtown.
It's most certainly Cumtown. If not Cumtown, they might make it Cumtown 20. I guess we'll talk to them about it, but use promo code Cumtown to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code Cumtown when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that. That's a good tagline.
This is Michael Douglas here for... He actually is... He's doing like...
For Markey.
For Ed Markey.
Yeah.
That's the right guy.
It's sexy.
Mm-hmm. When Ed first laid me down on the bed, put on Pearl Jam as he entered me. Are you still there? Yes. Are you ready to stop Donald Trump in any sexual...
You think Michael Douglas fucked like somebody that Kennedy fucked and this is his revenge? How old would Kennedy be if he was alive?
The original Kennedy?
Yeah.
Pretty old, probably. He was president in 1961 or something.
How old was Michael Douglas in 1961? Probably like in his 20s?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
So they might have fucked the same bitch, and now he's getting it back at him by saying, fuck your gay-ass little red-headed grandchild.
They both fucked Marilyn Monroe.
I would have loved to get in that sloppy Marilyn Monroe gushy-gushy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was one hot lady.
Did Mateo get new teeth?
I don't think so.
I'm looking at Instagram, and he's got like it looks like he's either got his teeth whitened or he got veneers.
No, he's just gay guys are good at smiling, dude.
Yeah, and hygiene.
My teeth are so fucking yellow and fucked up, dude.
You drink 10 cups of coffee a day.
Yeah, I drink a lot of coffee.
Honestly, a lot of people think friends of like. Well, I have one friend in particular that everyone thinks is gay just because he smiles.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a nice guy.
That's why I haven't smiled in years.
See, that's the thing. I don't smile, and everyone thinks I'm retarded.
Yep, you got a different set of issues going on.
Everyone thinks I'm gay because I don't smile, but they think I'm the other kind of gay. What kind of world is this? You smile too much, don't smile enough?
Yeah. The only way to prove you're not gay is to just do the two fingers with the tongue between them.
Absolutely. That's why I do it all the time.
The pussy eating symbol.
That's how I took my senior portraits. I saw Jurassic Park for the first time.
The original?
It's pretty good. I didn't think it was going
to
be.
It is good. It is good. I can't wait to bring my black daughter to meet dinosaurs and perhaps get a piece of pussy from one of the dinosaurs, yes?
Did you perhaps give one of the dinosaurs a human pussy?
It's interesting. I don't know why I'm on this trip. I'm a professor of dinosaur sexuality. And they brought me along to see if I could create some lingerie for the dinosaur.
Yeah. They made them all women so they couldn't get cock.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Why wouldn't they just kill the raptors? Why wouldn't you just make it a park full of peaceful
the little like dinosaurs? Cup, the cup on the dashboard that they're like looking at the water and they're just like watching it to see where the dinosaur is, and then Jeff Goldblum's like slipping a roofie into the and he's like, don't mind me.
No, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could rape one of the dinosaurs.
Oh, there's one. Look, we're trapped on this island. We're going to have to rape our way out.
Yeah. Perhaps we could rape one of the dinosaurs.
I've got plenty of tranquilizers.
Like, well, that would take thousands of those pills. He's like,
oh, I have it all.
Has anyone seen my black daughter?
Wait, he doesn't have a black daughter in that movie, does he?
I thought he did.
In the sequel, maybe?
Maybe in the sequel he's got a black daughter that does gymnastics.
How cool is the Newman fatality?
Awesome.
When he's on the toilet?
Yeah. Pretty good.
Pretty cool, right?
Newman, great casting. This is not the only like movie he's done, basically.
Newman? No, he was in a bunch of movies.
Name one other one.
Wasn't he in JFK? Yes, he was.
I haven't seen that.
I'm pretty sure he was. I watched it recently.
What else?
I don't know. He's Wayne Knight has definitely been in movies.
I don't think he has, dude.
He's a professional actor.
Yeah, before he's eaten off Seinfeld.
Adam identifies with that guy.
No, I think... why? Because he's...
He looks more like you than he looks like Stav.
I don't know.
You guys have the same exact face.
That's
how you would look if you were fat.
Yeah, that's how you would look if you gained 15 pounds.
And you see, Adam, you could never carry this burden. Something you're realizing right now.
It'd be so funny if Adam got some kind of gland disease and became a big fat guy and he just couldn't handle it.
He couldn't.
Yeah.
No.
You couldn't, dude.
I could not.
You're delicate.
Jerry! You have to help me lose weight. That's Newman's backstory. Because he was Adam 6 months prior to the show beginning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had a gland issue and became a big fat guy.
He had to be a post.
I'm still cool.
Postman.
Oh, it would wreck your life.
It would destroy. You would not be able to handle it at all.
Being fat or bald. I couldn't handle
you,
either.
You absolutely could not.
No.
Because the thing is, girls will fuck. Girls in Brooklyn will fuck skinny Jewish guys. They will not fuck. Mm-hmm. Fat Jewish guys.
I don't know. Probably unless one fat beard. Jewish
unless
guy.
Unless they have big beards.
Yeah. You're also
you're
lazy.
You're not a big beard guy.
You're also
I can't have a beard.
You're a very lazy guy.
What
so
do you mean lazy?
Like you would be like making up for it with like, you know, work or anything. You'd just be a big fat lazy piece of shit.
No, you would watch movies. You would be an intellectual.
Yeah.
You know what you could do? You could become like a fat professor.
The fat
Start
professor.
Wearing like a little scarf.
Yeah,
and
I don't
fuck know. Your students. Use a power imbalance.
Yeah, I only have a bachelor's degree.
Well, you could talk your way into some kind of gay school.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck does Jeff Goldblum do in that movie?
He's like
he's a scientist. No?
He's the guy who's like it's chaos.
Is he on the trip or does
yeah,
he work
on the
for
trip.
Them?
He's one of the guys that they hire to like judge whether it's a good idea. They hire Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, he's like a marketing consultant.
No. He's a scientist, but he's the one who's
he's
warning.
He's a mathematician.
Yeah, he's talking about chaos and shit.
He's like, they needed somebody to add up all the dinosaurs. Let's see here.
Then you have Samuel.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 dinosaurs.
That's good.
Honestly, it would be a good idea if they just didn't have dangerous dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would you make dangerous
dinosaurs?
Because
you need
dinosaurs?
It to balance the population, right? So you need the dangerous ones.
No, you don't. It's all fake.
And...
Mm-hmm. You just shoot the fucking old fucker. It's like a regular ass zoo.
Uh-huh.
They don't fucking have lions eat the fucking deer in the zoo.
No, it's more like.
They feed the lion like a goat.
It's more like a safari park than a zoo.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
They feed the dinosaur goat in the movie.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, they're too dangerous. They're more dangerous than
you'd
lions.
Because it's Steven Spielberg. It'd be funny if, like... It'd be cool if whoever was in charge of giving him money was... Like, they read Jurassic Park and they read Schindler's List. And they're like, can we, like, double up on these?
Mm-hmm.
And just get, we'll do a twofer. So we'll combine these scripts.
Yep.
And the Nazis have dinosaurs. And they're sending all the Jews to be eaten by dinosaurs.
Damn.
In an amusement park.
Okay.
Wow.
And that's the movie we're going to make.
That would be a cool movie.
And we'll put Will Smith in there because he's hot right now. Yeah. Welcome to Auschwitz. Welcome to Auschwitz.
Auschwitz.
Yeah. He says it wrong because he's black.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which he never does.
He doesn't say the word
right.
This fucking guy don't even know how to speak.
This fucking black
fucking
idiot.
Black guy.
Don't know how to talk. Don't know how to make a.
Yeah, pronounce it right.
Don't know how to do sentences.
Pronounce it right, you fucking black piece
of
shit.
You fucking black asshole. Yeah, nice job being a fucking celebrity. Why don't you try my job? Mm-hmm. Collecting disability.
Oh, fuck. But yeah.
We give the dinosaurs a hand job.
All the dinosaurs were girls, which is pretty fucked up. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they just neuter them?
Because
In some species, men and the male and female look much different. Some birds. The women are big as shit, and the guys are little guys that just get pussy.
The guys have, like, sexy plumage to attract the women, and they have to learn dances.
Because that way they tell them their nut is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is, like, a scene in Jurassic Park where, like, Jeff Goldblum has to shoot one of the velociraptors. They're like, have you ever even fired a gun before? Have you ever killed anything? He's like, no, but I had to have sex with Glenn Close and the big... During the big
Believe me, scene. I've done something he's like looking, much more disgusting.
He's looking at the camera. They're like, yeah, Jeff, very funny. Very,
just read the line.
Very funny, but we're going to go... Let's try it a couple of times with just the actual lines in the script.
Glenn Close doesn't exist in the Jurassic Park universe.
It's a good line, but you're Dr. Ian Malcolm, not Jeff Goldblum.
I heard of this actor who had sex.
And Glenn's lawyer has... preemptively contacted us as soon as we cast the movie, demanding that you are not allowed to mention her. In fact, they do it on every production you're involved in. Mm-hmm.
After what was that? The Bug? What movie was he in?
The Fly.
Yeah. After you mentioned it in The Fly,
mm-hmm.
after he turns into a fly, he's like, I'm still not as gross as Glenn Close's pussy.
Mm-hmm. That may have been before The Big Chill. But...
No, not. Not in the one we made.
Yeah.
Adam.
I'm sorry.
Maybe try cushydreams.com.
Maybe try smoking high quality CBD.
If you like having sex,
you'll love
Cushy Dreams. You'll love having sex with Cushy Dreams.
Cushy does sound like pushy.
Pussy Dreams. I think we said that last time, that you get pussy in your dreams.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes, that did tickle me, that idea quite
a bit. Yeah. Pussydreams.com.
It is so
I honestly would do that.
That you smoke weed and then go to bed and just smoke and fall asleep with a smile on your face knowing you're about to get pussy in your dreams.
Yeah,
that would honestly.
And then
that
you're
could
just violently raped
pussy.
In your dream.
You guys got. Why don't you pull that up real quick while I go?
Sure. Well, listen, man.
Because I can't find it.
There's nothing to pull up. There's just a love and appreciation for our good friends over at CushyDreams.com that have some of the finest, high quality, hand picked CBD in the fucking nation.
Yeah, yeah. I have that problem when I'm smoking weed that I want a migrant laborer to be picking it with his hands.
It's not. It's art. It's an artisan approach, Adam. I don't know if you know that. Each fucking piece of fake weed that you smoke is cured for a long time, so that it tastes good.
Yeah.
I personally love smoking Cushy Dreams. I love smoking the fucking CBD that they have.
I adore it.
Because, look, it tastes like high-quality marijuana. It smells like it. It feels like it.
And it is. But it doesn't have psychoactive effects.
It doesn't get you high, baby.
Well, it gets you a different...
It doesn't get you high.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect if you want to start smoking some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Have you ever wanted to smoke clove cigarettes with a little CBD in it?
Oh, that sounds like a dream to me.
Go fucking break open a clove cigarette and mix it up with a little beautiful CBD from our friends at CushyDreams.com.
I'm trying to stop smoking cherry-flavored pink cigarettes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's what's helping you fucking...
And so I started with the Cushy Dreams, and it completely set me straight.
Completely set you straight.
Mm-hmm.
And it does do that also. It makes you heterosexual.
Yeah.
If, depending on the... And here's the thing. They have a lot of different blends. They have hustle and energy for the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to be straight, they have dream and fucking another one.
Mm-hmm.
Nighttime.
Yeah.
Or some shit. If you want to go to sleep and be gay.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing those recently.
Yep.
And I go right to bed and I think about having gay sex. And
it's the weed that's doing it, not Sam's mind.
It's not my mind.
Yeah.
That's the important thing to remember.
That's, yeah. Let's be clear there.
It's the high quality CBD from our friends over at cushydreams.com. And look, you want a pre-roll? Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, my fingers are too saturated with pussy juice to roll my own joint.
Yeah.
Well, Cushy Dreams got you, bro, because they sell their CBD in beautiful pre-rolls,
mm-hmm.
which have about a gram of fucking CBD. Or if your hands are dry and don't have pussy juice on them,
you can get an eighth.
3.5 grams.
And guess what, folks?
Vacuum sealed.
They deliver to all 50 states. That's including our friends over in Hawaii. And Alaska. And it's legal. There's a little notice that comes with the Cushy Dreams that says,
bitch.
Hello, police. Look no further. This is
Mr.
legal.
Mr. Police, this is legal. So some might say it's worth buying the Cushy Dreams for that,
mm-hmm.
and then selling weed afterwards.
Yeah, just putting actual weed inside their tin.
It's good for people who are trying to quit other things.
Yeah, we said that.
So listen, if you want to...
smoke your CBD because you can. Because
you can.
Right.
CushyDreams.com, KushyDreams. Use promo code COMETOWN for 20% off your first order.
Wow.
COMETOWN.
COMETOWN.
Don't forget it.
Don't forget, you're a fucking piece of shit.
Don't forget it, you're dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
We'll CBD content is up to 20%, which is some of the highest in the
world. Highest game. In the fucking
You cover game. All that shit? You guys say
yeah,
that shit?
Yeah, we're good.
I guess we should have some kind of riff that we do.
We got some stuff out there. Well, you're
like
peeing.
Riff in the middle of the
yeah. Where, because that's what people like. That's what they mm-hmm. they listen to the ads because they're like, what's this one? It's fucking.
We can't skip over
Mario Andretti is smoking
CBD.
Mm-hmm. What would that be like?
The race car guy.
Be like, dude, I can't.
Dude, I'm not high, but I'm fucked up.
I can't race.
I forgot who I was. I thought I was Mario Balotelli. Now I'm gonna do rape. I'm gonna rape in Crocs.
Black. Race car driver Lewis Hamilton, and I'm about to I can't drive right because I refuse to pull up my pants.
Mario mm-hmm. Batali.
Mario Batali.
Yeah,
here.
Balotelli is a soccer guy.
The Me Too chef.
That's right.
Yeah,
I got so high off Cushy Dreams, I thought I was Mario Batali.
Mm-hmm. I smoked so much CBD oil, I molested a woman.
I molested one of the ladies in my crew,
and I went to CushyDreams.com.
I took her upstairs to the rape room.
Promo code COMETOWN.
Mm-hmm.
Bam!
Bam!
Bam.
Tough acting tonight.
You're going to love the way
you're
going to
love the way
you're
you gonna smoke.
Love, you're going to love being raped.
That's one of the
and
riffs.
That's why people pay us to advertise their products. Yep.
They like that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So here's you, Mrs. Robinson. I'm John Madden, and here's you, Mrs. Robinson.
Yep,
go to CushyDreams.com.
CushyDreams.com.
John Madden here, and a lot of people think I'm fucked up off Cushy Dreams. I'm actually having a diabetic stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I got a diabetes.
That's right. That's right, John. And not just that,
mm-hmm.
but your fucking dick is small, too.
My dick is small, and I'm going to the hospital.
And now you're Chinese.
I'm going to the hospital because my dick is small.
And by the way, to be clear, you're not Chinese because your dick is small. You mm-hmm. just happen to also turn Chinese.
That would be a funny move to have a small dick, and mm-hmm. then like you pull it out, and you're like, "Oh my God, no, something's wrong. We have to go to the hospital right now. Let's fuck real quick.
Let me just get this nut off though fast.
We're gonna fuck real quick, and now,
then I'll go to the hospital
straight to the emergency room.
Yeah, you make her drive you to the emergency room.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, stop at Checkers real quick.
Oh Hold on. I could be in there for days.
Just eating the Big Buford in the emergency room with your pants around your ankles. You're like, yeah, my dick's usually a lot bigger
than
this. My
dick is huge.
Something happened.
Yeah, we just fucked. So she
and
drove me
I
over.
Fucked this bitch and she got me checkers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're getting...
She's my girlfriend now.
So anyway, though, I got to clear this up with the doctor.
We're getting to the bottom of this one.
This keeps happening.
Do not look at my onion rings.
Eyes up.
The motherfucking Big Buford.
My fucking small but usually bigger penis is up here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying my dick is big.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bigger than this usually.
It's usually not like this.
And I'm going to the fucking doctors because of it.
Yeah, I got an appointment.
You're like, all right, you can drop me off here. I'm just going to take a fucking car back. Your picture's in the emergency room. Like, don't let this man in. Just does it every time he fucks a girl.
Yeah. Nah, it's just an emergency.
God damn it, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. How do you keep getting these girls to drive you here with checkers? You just keep getting fatter, Larry.
Real quick, let me get a Big Buford.
wait. There's a checkers right up here, though, real fast.
Shh. Why are you shushing me? Just shut up and drive stop by the checkers.
Just real fast. Shh. Look, I already called it in.
Shh. Here comes checkers. Shh. Let's go to pull it.
Real quick,
Chipotle. Bitch, pull him.
I did it on DoorDash.
Chipotle him real quick to the checkers.
I hit pickup.
Why are you whispering? Keep your motherfucking voice. I ain't trying to have nobody hear your ass. We're in my car. Shut the fuck
Shut up.
Just pull into the checkers. What's that shit we're doing? Like, you know better than bring her, that bitch around, Mr. Steal your girl.
She's like, shut up.
Excuse me?
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Nobody's talking to you.
I wasn't talking to your bitch.
I wasn't talking to you, bitch. That's right. No better bring a bitch around and Mac like me. She's like, excuse me? Shut up.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm talking to your man.
Ain't nobody talking. Anybody talking to your ass.
Bitch. Bitch. Don't bring your girl around.
Steal your girl.
You steal your girl.
Woo! A classic.
A classic.
CushyDreams.com.
CushyDreams.com.
Promo code Cumtown.
Promo code Cumtown. Also, mybookie.ag.
Promo code Cumtown promo.
We think.
Damn. I miss Japan. You know?
I don't miss anything anymore.
I'm getting the crepes. Those crepes I had by myself.
The classic Japanese
crepes. At the department store.
I don't remember those.
I went back multiple times. I found a good-ass little crepe spot.
They have really good food in department stores there.
I fuck with their department stores.
Yeah, in the basement.
The basement is the candy section.
Oh, yeah, it's really nice.
Like a whole thing. It's like a JCPenney's. It's just different Kit Kats.
That's all. Oh, yeah, dude. I love their varieties of Kit Kats.
Yeah, they're obsessed with
Kit Kats. They're ahead of us majorly in terms of Kit Kat technology.
Women dressed like little boys that have to hand you candy.
Fuck, should we get married to Japanese women and leave America?
Yeah, if you're a Japanese bitch and you're trying to get married to somebody,
I'll fuck what if you're call a Japanese porn star that's ready to retire and you have those big ass tits.
Yeah, call in now. Holler, I promise me. We will keep your pussy censored.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is a little quick dowry trip to checkers.
That's right. Yeah. Spend all your fucking family's money.
Okay, Nakaruru. Be very quiet. You come to checkers.
Why are you Jamaican?
Because I don't know how to whisper.
You come to checkers.
You come to checkers.
Come to checkers.
Come to checkers. Yeah.
You come to checkers. Just, but that's a Jamaican ad for checkers. Mm-hmm. It's a guy whispering.
You come to checkers.
Zoom, zoom, checkers. In Jamaica, we saw the Zoom Zoom ad, and we thought it was the best commercial. So now every commercial is Zoom Zoom. Check us, Zoom Zoom.
Check us.
Check us. Check us.
Check us.
Fast Bueller.
You guys.
Fast Bueller goes to check us.
Did you guys see Adele dressed Jamaican?
She dressed Jamaican.
I think bandu knots on her shit.
Yeah, and then black people got mad, and African people were like, shut up, black people.
Yeah. That's a classic.
I think she fucked battle. Skepta.
And yeah.
Now she's appropriating.
Well, he's Nigerian.
Wait, so is Adele not fat anymore?
No, she
lost weight. Lost the weight.
And she looks like Katy Perry now. I can't tell the difference
between two of them. No, Katy Perry has much fatter titties.
Look, man, I've said it before. I cannot tell the difference between white women. Me? Player, I'm telling you. White girls, I cannot tell. This is a white guy, a wigger that can't tell the difference between white people.
I got general face blindness also.
Yeah.
But when it comes to white bitches,
dude, white,
it applies as well.
White people, I cannot tell the difference between them. I'm telling you.
The colors red and orange, I cannot be telling no difference.
Yeah.
I got red-green color blindness.
2 years ago, a miter saw fell on my head from three stories up. So that could be a contributing factor.
And started talking like I was Irish before this.
Before this. I had grown up in Glasgow, and I sounded like a fucking cartoon character. But now,
meow,
meow,
meow.
White bitches do be looking alike, though.
They be.
I agree, dude.
They be looking the same, man.
They do have. Have you guys seen that picture? There's like 8 Margot Robbie type bitches now.
In Hollywood or in general?
There's that girl that was in that movie Knock Knock or whatever.
I didn't see that.
Or something.
Beep Beep.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't called Knock Knock.
Beep Beep. Who's got the keys to the Jeep?
Beep Beep. Who's got the keys to my dick? Yeah. A girl.
With coom, big coom. Ass tits.
It was something where her husband is like, their family sold their soul to the devil.
Oh, that sounds like a movie.
It sounds
good.
Metal, dude.
It was honestly good.
Badass.
I saw it in Oakland.
In
a cool theater.
Yeah.
That cool. Had like a little piano. It was awesome.
Damn, I can't work to go to the movies again. I can't work. We're going to Mervy's.
To Mervy's?
To the Mervy's.
We're going to go see a Mervy at the Mervy Theater.
I got real scored at the Mervy's.
Yeah. That movie be scurring me.
I got scurred.
I want to do acupuncture, dude.
There's a place right around the corner.
Yeah, they take insurance, apparently. Not that any of us have insurance.
Mm-hmm. I don't have insurance.
Yeah, I'm trying to try that out.
What hurts?
So,
your shoulder?
That so spine thing is fucking great, but it's like I want somebody else to do it. I'm too lazy to lay down on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go. Yeah, dude.
I went to a happy ending acupuncture place.
They put a needle in your dick.
They put a lot of needles in my dicks.
They put so many needles in your balls, it just starts coming.
Getting acupuncture and just holes. Turning over for the happy end. Rock hard.
I bet you they could stick a needle somewhere in your balls that would make you come so fast.
Yeah,
and hard.
Immediately.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like probably right in the middle of your balls near your ass.
Oh my god, that sounds so cool.
It does, dude.
I cannot do
it. Well, it's like, what do they say? Nerve endings are in the bottoms of your feet. They stick one in like the ball of your foot and you just start blasting.
That'd be awesome.
Swerve endings.
That would be fucking tight for real.
Is acupuncture really
No.
It's fake, right?
It's
Chinese magic.
But I guess people say they feel good.
What about Jeff Goldblum, the fly, but he turns into a Chinese guy?
Now that's something.
The flied lice.
That's not bad.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah.
He looks
now,
in the mirror.
Would he turn into fried
Chinese.
Rice?
No.
Would he turn into anthropomorphic fried rice that talks Chinese?
No, he just turns into a Chinese woman.
He would just turn into a Chinese lady.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah, it's got.
Would she be hot? Or like an old bag lady that like picks up plastic cans and shit.
Well, the problem is he thinks that they all look the same. So yeah. So he checks his racism.
Oh, and it's a lesson. Does he die at the end of the flight? I don't remember.
I actually never saw
it. I saw it as a baby.
Yeah. You saw it as a baby?
Well, you know, 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's a baby. That's how old a baby is.
It's a child.
I know what you mean because you said that, and I'm like, yeah, me too. And what I meant was when I was 8.
Yeah. That's a baby. Because
You know what? Because sometimes it's just on TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're unsupervised the way a baby is unsupervised.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength.
I wasn't actively watching it.
We speak a different language.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But you understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what close.
I saw it on television. That's what called. That's what you call. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
that's a classic. Here's to you.
Hey, and here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
That's a movie I also haven't seen, but people say it's good.
The Graduate?
Yeah.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Really?
No. I mean, it's good.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Hoffman fucks an old bitch.
I don't know if I'm allowed to get any pussy this summer. Especially not from an old bitch.
Well, he gets it from the mom and the daughter.
Ooh-wee!
Mrs. Robinson, I really don't know if I should be getting old pussy. What if your husband finds out that my young penis has been in your... Yeah.
Damn, is he cucking the daughter with the mom, or is it one after
both.
The other?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
And then...
It should be called Here's to You, Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the song should
Here's
be.
To you, Mr. Legend,
Here's
Dustin
to you,
Hoffman.
Here's to you, Mr. Hoffman.
Ooh, Dustin
getting
Hoffman.
Getting pussy from an old bitch and a young one, too.
I'm Ryan Shaw.
Nice con. I'm Ryan Shaw.
I'm Ryan Shaw.
And I'm gay, and I'm Obama.
And I'm gay.
And Dustin Hoffman is a fucking ledge.
It's me, Dustin
Forgetting
Hoffman.
Forgetting top.
And I'm gay.
From two whores.
I'm gay, Dustin Hoffman.
And I'm gay, Dustin Hoffman. And I am Ryan Shudd. And
also
I am gay.
Ryan Shudd from Meet the Parents.
And I'm Barack Obama. Hey, hey, hey.
You can't just meet the parents.
Well, you can't just meet the parents.
You can't meet the parents. I'm gay. That's Barack De Niro. It's gay Ryan Shutt.
That's pretty good.
Woo! Woo!
I think I need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
For what? Having a small dick?
No.
Yeah. For COVID. Shit.
For COVID. I have COVID.
Wee.
We're all dying of COVID, so goodbye, everybody.
We're slowly dying of COVID.